It's Weekday. I'm Steve Scherr. Patti Smith is coming up next. You know, she was here. She was talking about her book, Just Kids, because she had written a promised biography and the story, a memoir of her life with Robert Mapplethorpe. She promised him on his deathbed that she would tell the story of how they had come to create art and community and love together back in the late 60s and 70s. She was in our studios, played some music, talked about her code of the artist and how she and Robert Mapplethorpe came to understand that.
You know, if you have a calling towards something, whether it's to be a gardener or a cook or a mechanic, to do your very best, you know. And, you know, I've always felt, you know, the calling of the artist for me is a spiritual calling, because the creative, magnifying one's creative impulse is like magnifying God. And so for me, the code is that one does their best work and also has some responsibility for that work. What Robert wanted to do with his work was to do something that no one else had done. And he saw things as other people didn't see. Robert, for me, was the consummate artist, because that's what artists do. They see what others do not, and they transform it into work. And that's the path that he took.
When you were, Mapplethorpe, you described Mapplethorpe coming to you when you had your downtimes and gathering up your work that you had sort of scattered all over your apartment.
Yeah, he was like, in a way, he was like Allen Ginsberg was with William Burroughs, because Allen Ginsberg used to have to do the same thing for William, walk around picking up all of William's work and pages of Naked Lunch that were covered with coffee stains, and Robert would do the same, picking up my work, keeping it together, encouraging me. Robert was very encouraging, and the beautiful thing about Robert, he was shy, and you know, sometimes he didn't talk a lot, but he never lacked confidence. He believed that he was an artist. He knew he was good. He believed in me. And when I faltered or felt self-doubt, he would either chide me or do his best to make me feel better.
Did you not have to do that for him?
No. The only way I did it for him was he got very depressed about not being able to sell his work or to support us financially. And that was my way. I didn't have a problem with that. I didn't mind working. It didn't bother me to have a job. And I had had a job since I was 15. I didn't mind having a job. And so that was my end of it, to bolster him when he worried about our future or about, you know, how we would pay the rent. So
that's a remarkable thing, to have somebody who's so confident that his confidence can also bring you along in your creativity.
Yes, I mean, it was the root of our relationship, and I still hold it today. If I falter a bit, I can still access that. I probably will never in my life suffer a deep lack of self-worth in terms of my work as I did when I was young. He cured me of that.
Well, we asked you to bring your guitar, and you did, nicely enough.
Thanks.
Do you want to perform something?
Sure.
Another skin simply slips away. onto the earth simply slips away. You can hide in the open, I just disappear. Abrupt tenderness, die, little sparrow, and awake, singing. It all will come out fine. I've learned it line by line.
Patti Smith, when you actually, right, I just was something I meant to ask you. When you got on stage, when you guys, when you had started to come together with a band, with Lenny Kaye, with Richard Soul and others, and you had this notion, and I was trying to find the segment in the book, but you had this notion about what your job was, what your duty was, what your code was as rock and rollers at that point. Can you sort of paraphrase it for me? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Well, Richard Soul, Lenny Kaye, Richard Soul, and I, the three of us, evolved into rock and roll organically. And as we headed more and more into the arena of rock and roll, I thought more and more and more why we were there and what we were doing. And our mission was, to condense it, was hopefully to create space for new people, for the new guard, and to reclaim rock and roll as the art of the people, because I felt that our cultural voice was being lost in the business and the glamour aspect of rock and roll. And I loved rock and roll so much. I had learned so much politically, physically. It had given me an identity as a young girl. And I didn't want that sense of things lost in this this bigger arena in every way, And sorry to be so abstract. It's kind of early in the morning, but.
Well, how'd you do that? How did you think you were doing it?
Also, to speak to other people like us who were, we were sort of outsiders. Richard Soul was. Classically trained, like myself. He had grown up a Jehovah's Witness. He was a homosexual. Lenny Kaye was, a maverick guy. He was a very passionate, simple player. He played more passionately than he did technically. And there was me, who was like, I didn't know anything. Really, I just was all bravada and books, so the three of us were in the rock and roll world extremely on the outside. So we spoke to people like us. We did horses for people like us. We performed those songs, evolved those songs, and recorded those songs for other people who were outside society.
When you hear that phrase, the godmother of
godmother of punk? What is that? Does that mean anything to you?
It just means I got older. Yeah. I used to be the princess, the queen, and now I don't mind, you know, the punk rock movement is an honorable movement, and it's, you know, it's a great state of mind, you know, but all of these things are labels. I've been called, you know, the Wild Mustang of rock and roll, and, you know, all kinds of names, you know. It just depends on the media, the time, and, you know, how old I am.
The Wild Mustang of rock and roll.
Yeah, that was a good horse's reference.
Yeah, that was nice. Well, was, I don't know, grandmother of rock and roll. Just wait for that one.
Well, I don't mind. You know, they can call me whatever they want. I got my own self-concept.
That's Patti Smith. It's Weekday. I'm Steve Scherr.